Aaron Daniel, Jocks 94.5 here in Birmingham. Jake, your former high school coach, Brian Blackman, a few months ago was hired by Auburn in an analyst capacity. About a month later, the NCAA brought out a rule limiting Opelika's ability to be able to send players through signing with Auburn. How do you feel about the rule given the situation with your former teammates?
And his situation, I think is kind of unfair that happened. But, you know, the way recruiting is now and the way, you know, teams would do anything just to get a guy, I mean, you know, it might have, you know, it might be something that they had to do. I don't really know a lot about that, but it is unfortunate for that. But, you know, I'm glad Coach Blackman is there. That's what he wanted to do, and that's where he wanted to be, in college, being a college coach, and I'm happy for him.
Let's stay here on the left side, second row on the aisle.
Jake, a couple of questions. One, how much are you in charge out there on the field, and how much is Kurt Roper calling the plays for you?
It's definitely Coach Roper's show. I do have the ability to change a play here or change a route. But, our big thing is that we think we can execute any play against any defense. I mean, so, and then if we just go there and execute, we'll be fine.
You guys probably have the capability to be very explosive this year. Do you feel like you kind of have to be, considering the answers and questions the defense is facing?
We might have to score more points this year, but I don't like to look at it as an offense defense thing. I like to think about it as a team, and I think the team is going to have to score more points this year for us to be successful. At the end of the day, you know, we win if we score more points than the other team. So, and I mean, our mindset offensively is to score every time we get the ball. Everyone on our offense believes that we have the tools to do that. So, you know, if we have a great percentage of getting points, we should be fine.
Let's go here, left side in the back. Name and affiliation, please.
Chuck Furlow, Auburn Network. Jake, you and I have something in common, that we're both a coach's kid. And you often hear the term, well, he's a coach's kid. So fill in the blank. He's a coach's kid, so therefore.
He loves football. I mean, I know I'm very passionate about football. I mean, I feel like I know a lot. I've kind of had the baseline knowledge of football just growing up in a coach's house. We spend 5 hours watching a game instead of two, because we always rewind it and, you know, what do you think about this defense, or, you know, what routes would work against, you know, this coverage. So it's definitely helped me being a coach's son.
Well, it's good to be the son of a good coach.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Let's go here, left side, front row.
Jake Benbaby from the Dallas Morning News. What advice would you give kids that are trying to make the jump from high school to being a starting freshman quarterback in the SEC?
Well, the first thing you got to do is just really study your playbook. I mean, just really, first thing you got to do is learn the plays. The coach has to trust you that you know the plays before you can get out there. And then when you get out there, there's going to be, you know, 80,000 fans, you know, screaming and yelling, but it's just football. I mean, it's the same football you played in the backyard. I mean, it's just more complicated plays and more people watching you. So just try to stay calm, and that's what I go back to. That it's just football, and just go out there and play.
Let's go here to the right side, second row on the aisle.
Hey, Jake. Scott Griffin, Smash Mouth Radio. I watched the game from the sidelines against South Florida here at the Birmingham Bowl. It seemed like you just grew up a ton there. An insignificant game to many, but I'm going to guess significant to you in your growth and carrying it through the offseason.
Yeah, that game, I think, has been really big for us offensively, because it showed us that we're capable of anything. Because, I mean, we lost one starter on our whole offense from that team. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, capable of a lot. And I think that game taught me a lot. I mean, I threw two picks. I mean, one being a pick six. We had two fumbles in the red zone, but we just kept fighting. And I think that's the mentality of our offense, you know, right now is – you know, no matter what happens, just keep fighting, just keep competing, just, you know, next play, you know, so what, now what? That's kind of what we talk about. You know, it happened, you know, so what, now what? Let's just go play. I think we really implemented that game.
Let's go here to the left side on the aisle, third row.
Colin Taylor, Gamecock Central. Coach Jake, Coach Muenchamp talked about seeing you in a Sunday practice, wanting to put you in the game after that. Just what were those Sunday practices like? You mentioned the lower tier guys in the depth chart got put to kind of the ringer, the Sunday practices.
Yeah, I mean, that's a chance for, you know, younger guys to really show what they're capable of. Coach Muenchamp talks about all the time, you know, those practices are where guys really develop, because you don't get a lot of reps of practice being a younger guy, you know, lower on the depth chart. So it's definitely a way to kind of get the coaches to see what you can do. And I just use those to just get better and, like I said, show them that I was ready to play.
Let's go left side here in the back with the white shirt.
Jake, now that you've had a chance to throw with some of the freshmen who just come in, Shy and Chad and Will Register, just your impressions on those guys and what they might add to the offense this year?
Yeah, I definitely think that Shy and Chad are going to be able to help us this year. Chad's a good-looking dude, and he runs really well. And Shy's really fast. He's really explosive. And then Will's going to be good, too. He's got a pretty dang good tight end in front of him. So, you know, I don't know how much he'll help us this year, but definitely in the future he's going to be a guy that we look to really help us.
Left side here in the very back.
Justin Nails, 99, won the game. Your head coach is known to be a very intense guy. Is that something that you guys feed off of?
For sure. And when we say that he's passionate and he's fired up, you know, we're fired up too. You know, everyone kind of makes him out to be some like big monster or something, but he really cares about us and he wants what's best for us. And you can tell that in the way he coaches and the way he interacts. He loves his players, and we play hard for him and play hard for each other.
Let's go right side here against the wall.
Jake, there's a lot of great quarterbacks this year in the SEC. Do you see yourself in that upper echelon, and what do you have to do to reach those goals?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great guys in the SEC. But for me, I just try to come in and work every day, work the same every day, work hard. I want to be one of the best, but I'm not going to, like, judge myself. No offense to y'all, but judge myself off of like a media guy's, you know, opinion or anything. But I just, you know, for me, it's wins, losses. I mean, I don't care if I throw for 30 yards every game. If we win the game, we win the game. So that's kind of my mindset going in. But I definitely just try to work as hard as I can, get as much knowledge as I can before we play a game on an opponent, and just go from there.
Let's go left side, third row on the aisle.
Jake, Debo today mentioned the guys doing yoga about twice a week. Is that something you do, and do you feel like that helps guys with injury prevention and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. That's something that we started, you know, this year, really implementing that. And just as far as flexibility and, you know, you actually get a lot of shoulder and core strengthening through it too. I definitely think it's helped. And it might be cliche of sounding like yoga, but football is so stressful. Doing yoga is kind of like a peaceful kind of stress reliever almost from all the, you know, intense parts of football.
Left side in the back.
Hayden and Debo both said Shy was the fastest guy on the team. If you agree, then who's the second fastest, and who's the strongest guy on the team?
I'm definitely the fastest guy on the team. I don't know what they're smoking, but probably Shy or Rashad probably are the fastest on the team. And then you can just look at Hayden and tell he's probably one of the strongest. I mean, he looks like Thor or something. So he's always in the weight room. I swear he lifts like three times a day. But, I mean, and the great thing about that is people see that. People see how hard he's working, and they want to be like him. They want to work just as hard as he is. And so it's been incredible to see the amount of guys that come in for extra work this year. And are really just grinding away. And I honestly think it stems from him, because last year he was the only one working that hard. And so now it's literally the whole team in the weight room and in the afternoons doing extra stuff. So,
do we have time for one last question, if there's one out there? Let's go right here, right side, third row.
Jake, Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Just wanted to go back to the week of the UMass game. What was your dad like? Obviously, he had a job to do coaching his position, but how nervous do you think he was? Did he let it on? Was he trying to be calm around you, and you think he was just beating himself up inside with nerves? Or what was that like for him, do you think?
I don't really know, honestly. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit. You know, I guess he just – and he was excited for me. You know, I think he said before that, you know, during the game it kind of hit him. Like, you know, hey, that's, you know, my son's playing, you know, SEC football. And but I guess, like you said, he had a job to do with the running backs. And so he can't be too emotional or thinking about something other than what his running backs have to do for that game.